Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Kiri, a visitor at a Chicago public school's office, got a nasty surprise recently. She accidentally set off shrieking alarms in the office when she tried to do what?
Chicago public school office?
Yeah.
She set off the alarms when she tried to do something.
She was at the district headquarters.
And she... Oh, no.
Well, all she wanted to do was update her status to working over at the Chicago Public Schools headquarters.
She's did her Facebook?
Yeah, okay. She went to Facebook. Farmville residents, harvest your crops at your own risk. No sooner had Suzanne Neckerman clicked on Facebook than loud shrieking sirens went off throughout the offices and kept going off until she'd clicked away from the site. School employees told Neckerman that the alarms, which sound a lot like fire alarms, are intended as a public shaming device. When people use department computers to visit web pages like Facebook and YouTube.
I have a 16-year-old daughter, and I am totally getting this at my house.
Well, here's the thing. The idea is, let's say we make a list of the websites we're not going to allow you to visit. Well, you know what those are, and there are workarounds. If you don't, there's something that you want on one website, well, there's probably another website that might have it.
Yeah, but there's nothing like Farmville.
I know, it's true. But if you don't know which websites might set off that horrible alarm, then you won't risk it. You'll just sit there and do your work.
Yeah, but she apparently had no idea what it was one way or the other. It sounded like more of a gotcha than a, hey, let's not be using these.
In retrospect, the bucket of chicken blood that dumped yes. over her was emotionally and physically scarring.
And probably a little too much.
Yeah, maybe overkill. Yeah.
Then she couldn't even change your status to covered in chicken blood.
Yeah.
Feeling bad.
And that's the real irony.
Yeah, I know. Luke, you can find touchscreens everywhere, your iPhone, of course, also your car dashboard, your coffee maker, you name it. Now, Microsoft, in conjunction with Carnegie Mellon University, is developing a touchscreen to go where?
Immediately, my thoughts turn to the bathroom, because that seems like an unlikely place for this kind of thing. Am I getting warm?
Not really. Okay. I'll give you a hint. Goosebumps are the new Pixels.
On your body?
Yes, indeed. So maybe your girlfriend complains that your phone is always glued to your ear. Well, what if it was your ear? That'd shut her up. Microsoft's latest advance in alienation technology is called SkinPut.
Oh.
It uses an armband to project buttons onto your skin, and acoustic sensors detect which button you've touched. So you can dial a phone keypad in the palm of your hand. You can play Tetris on your forearm. You can check your Facebook on your face. So at long last, the internet will be used primarily by people who are touching themselves.
You know, it might silence the disgruntled girlfriend better if she were mounted with the touch things.
So you could dial her.
Think of how depressing that relationship would be.
Yeah. Yes.
Just for a moment.
Yeah.
Should we go upstairs and I'll update my blog?